Successful aging is more than just good luck. It takes some planning and maybe a modest amount of spending. But that investment will pay some dividends for far greater maybe than any you'll get in your stock portfolio. We'll be talking about smart planning for senior citizens and hoping for the and really hoping that we're not just hoping for the best when we talk about or think about living independently in your home versus living in a nursing home. We're visiting today with John Narica, who's, as I mentioned, executive director of Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities in Madison. It's a Lutheran church-sponsored, not-for-profit, locally operated organization. And we'll talk a little about the organization with John, but also how you can lower your own risk of needing a nursing home. And certainly, if you'd like to join in with your own questions or comments as we move along here, you're most welcome. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. John Narica, welcome. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Well, here you are talking about how people can not wind up in a nursing home, or you're in a retirement community. Is that a little different from a nursing home?
Well, the retirement communities include nursing homes. Oakwood Lutheran Homes owns and operates two full-service retirement communities. They include independent living apartments, assisted living units, and then at the top of the continuum of care, as we call it, nursing home services. But I'd like to talk today about how to stay out of retirement communities and how to stay out of nursing homes in particular.
And which is a little different from you'd think it'd be the other way. You'd be thinking the other way around.
Well, because we're a church-sponsored organization, we have a broader social responsibility to think about what's in the best interests of the broader community as well as senior citizens. We've been at Oakwood involved in a major capital development program for 10 years now. We have built almost $120 million worth of senior housing, assisted living facilities, and nursing home facilities. We have one under construction right now, a 42-bed nursing home. And so a tremendous amount of capital being spent on services for older persons. If you think about now the changing demographics in the society, what we call the boomers reaching retirement age, the age wave, as we call it, if we continue to spend tremendous amounts of capital on building retirement communities, there hardly will be any capital left for all the other needs of society. So we have to think about how retirement communities like Oakwood can fit into a broader system of care in which, in fact, most people remain in their private homes in the community for all of their lives or the majority of their lives and then use the retirement community selectively for just the right set of services at the right time, but don't live long periods of time in the retirement community.
Yeah. And, well, let's talk about some of those. You know, we just visited with Sue Nitzke, and we were talking about supplements primarily and that people take. What are some non-pharmacological ways of staying independent? What are some of the things?
Well, nutrition would be on my list, certainly. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, if you want to stay out of a nursing home, the most important thing that you can do is avoid a fall with a major injury. So that's number one. That's more important than anything else. Most people who end up in nursing homes end up in the hospital, and the reason they ended up in the hospital and then in a nursing home is because they suffered a fall with a major injury. So fall prevention, balanced health, and then fall reduction in the physical home environment is the most important thing you can do. And then there are three other things, and you could list these in any order because they're all interrelated: socialization, nutrition, and exercise. If you do those four things, those are the pillars of remaining independent and out of a nursing home.
Socialization, what were the other two again?
Socialization, nutrition, exercise. But number one, first and foremost, fall prevention and balance health.
Is that where, is that how you find how most people wind up in a nursing home, or many people? What's the percentage of people who fall and then wind up in a nursing home?
About 80% of persons over the age of 75 will experience a fall with an injury, and the majority of those persons will be hospitalized. And of those persons over the age of 75 who are hospitalized with a major injury that's associated with a fall, the majority of those will end up for some period of time in a nursing home. In some cases, those persons will end up permanently in a nursing home. There's another major problem associated with nursing homes, and that's strokes as well. But strokes are to some extent preventable too. We can talk about the nutrition associated with that, health management, and to some extent your predisposition genetically. But with respect to fall prevention, there's just a whole lot that you can do that's very simple.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. If that's so important, you know, as we get older, I guess our balance and so forth for many people is not as good as it was, you know, when you're 20 years old or 25 years old. But still, in the home, falls in the home, there are a lot of falls in the home.
Yeah, here's what happens. We all go along in our lives, and we retire, and we've always done certain things, like climbed up on the ladder to change light bulbs, climbed up on the roof to clean the leaves out of the gutter in the fall, and so on and so forth. There comes a time when we lose flexibility, our balance gets a little less steady, and we continue to do all those things, and then one day there's a major accident. None of us like to come to grips with the idea that we can't continue to do these kinds of things. In fact, I had dinner with a gentleman the other night who was at a reception that we had for a program that we're working on developing in the community to connect people who live at home with a support system in which we can help them with things like protecting their physical environments from fall hazards. And in talking with this gentleman, he was in his early 80s, had done everything all of his life, his own plumbing, his own electrical work, fixed his own roof, et cetera, and now he's in his early 80s. And I said to him, you know, there will come a time when making the decision to give up doing a few of those things that are big hazard things can make all the difference for you between being able to live out the rest of your life independently in your home where you want to be and the alternative, which is suffering a fall with a major accident. Now, in this particular case, his spouse, his wife, is not as healthy as he is, not as active, and without him doing the work around the home, she cannot remain independent. She knows that. Mm. And so people living together and supporting each other, it's important for the person who is the most independent and has the most physical ability to take the best care of themselves.
John Narica, our guest today, Executive Director of Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities, as we talk with him about how to lower your risk of needing a nursing home, or maybe it's your parents' list of risk, or maybe it's your grandparents' risk as well. If you have some questions as we visit with him, give us a call. Here's the number, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions or comments. You know, I got sick of climbing up on the ladder at my house to clean the leaves out of the gutters. I spent, probably $1,800. I forget what it was, but I had some gutter protection put on my gutter, so I didn't have to do that job anymore, figuring that that was cheaper than spending a whole bunch of time in the hospital. And I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Yes, indeed. those kinds of things are important to do. The program that we are doing this with in the community is called SAIL, Support for Active Independent Lives. It is an extension of Oakwood Lutheran Homes. We have three partners with us, all nonprofits, Home Health United, Hospice Care, and Attic Angel, all located here in Madison. And the four of us together run the program SAIL, Support for Active Independent Lives. And we have people that can go into people's homes, check out all the things that they need to do to basically hazard-proof their homes. Mm-hmm. And then we have contractors, all certified, all people that we have checked, done criminal background checks on, that we can have come in and do all that sort of work for people to make that home safe and to extend the time that people can live safely in that home, and hopefully extend it until the last hours and days of their lives.
John Noreika, our guest today. Dave and Bailey's Harbor coming up with a question, but I'll tell you what, we need to take a look at the news and weather, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net. And then we'll be back with Dave's question and your questions, too. Give us a call. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking now about how to lower your risk of needing a nursing home, or perhaps how to lower your parents' risk or your grandparents' risk. Our guest today, John Noreika, is Executive Director of Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities in Madison. Oakwood Village is a Lutheran church-sponsored, not-for-profit, locally operated organization. And it has two retirement communities, Oakwood Village East and Oakwood Village West in Madison. And John Noreika has more than 30 years of experience in the healthcare field, especially in developing and directing long-term care facilities for the elderly. If you have some questions for him, I certainly welcome your calls at 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. We'll be back with John right after the news. Talking about how to lower your risk of needing a nursing home today with John Noreika, Executive Director of Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities in Madison. Pleased to have him with us today, and certainly glad to have you listening in. Give us a call if you have a question at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And Dave in Bailey's Harbor has been waiting a long time, so let's go to Dave and give him a chance. Dave, hi. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much. A couple questions. I work in the sports medicine field, so I have some idea about some of this because of some cardiac rehab situations I worked with in the past. But I have some in-laws that are over 70 years old and retired, and one has had a heart attack and quadruple bypass and whatnot, and went through a phase 1, 2, and then 3 and 4 of cardiac rehab. And obviously, as children of elderly parents, you wonder how you're going to be able to help take care of your in-laws or even your own parents if they end up having something like a fall, like was mentioned before. But wondering how you guys work with regard to the individuals currently in your nursing home with respect to exercise and maybe trying to get them out of a nursing home or out of an assisted living situation, because a lot of people in these age brackets were taught, especially the women, you don't want to lift weights because it's going to bulk you up and all that kind of stuff, and there's a certain stigma. So if you could talk about that for a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
All right.
To maintain balance and to maintain bone health, resistance training is a key part of that. I think that's well known, certainly well known by you, and it's well known in the literature now. We have at Oakwood Lutheran Homes an extensive rehabilitation program, and we have linked up now with the kinesiologist at UW-Madison. So we are now doing resistance training that's designed specifically for older people, people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and even into their hundreds. Resistance training is a key part of that. That, with coupled with, of course, appropriate nutrition and then medication management, can do a lot in terms of maintaining bone health. So it's really, really a vital part of it. When we get people in the nursing home and they've come out of the hospital, maybe they're 85 years of age, they've been basically on their back, sick, recovering from a broken bone, let's say broken pelvis, typical example. And if you're on your back for a period of weeks or months at the age of 20, you know how much muscle mass you're going to lose. When you're 90, how much muscle mass do you think you're going to lose? Just through atrophy. So regaining that strength and then building back capacity is much more difficult when you're older. So the better alternative, of course, as I've said, is to avoid the fall with a broken bone in the first place. But we do believe strongly in the idea of mixing kinesiology with physical therapy.
And then in terms of lowering your risk of getting into the nursing home, the SAIL program, Support for Active Independent Lives, does that address those kinds of issues too?
Yes. If you check out the SAIL website, which is sailtoday.org, sailtoday.org, it introduces the program to you. And basically, it, as I was saying earlier, it links people up with those kinds of services that they can bring into their home. For example, getting the gutters cleaned or the gutters repaired on the roof of the house. But it also links people up with their fellow SAIL members to participate in exercise programs, specialized programs with personal trainers, where you can work with people of your own age in a social situation that's comfortable for you, and the physical therapy people that you're working with and the personal trainers you're working with are geared towards your age group and your specific physical capacity.
Yeah.
But designing specially programs for older people that involves weight training is a key part of that. Obviously, you still want to do aerobic training too, swimming, walking, that sort of thing. But if you add the right kind of resistance training, you can add muscle mass regardless of what your age is, and you can improve your balance and health and therefore strengthen your bones.
Dave, I thank you very much for calling. I want to give some others a chance to get on here. Al in Madison, your turn now. Hi, Al.
Hi, thanks. I'm currently looking at getting long-term health care insurance for my wife and myself. I'm 60. I know that 1900, there'd be like 7 caregivers for each old folks, each old person, but now we've got maybe 2 or 3. So I know I'm going to have to pay for some help. Have you seen in your business whether long-term premiums really are paying off generally for folks who have to use them to stay out of the nursing home? I'm hearing horror stories. So what have you seen in terms of, are they really been that helpful for your folks who want to stay, keep in their homes?
Yeah, yes. At Oakwood Lutheran Homes, we take care of about 1,100 people per day in our two retirement communities, at all levels of care, meaning independent living apartments, assisted living facilities, and nursing homes. The oldest long-term care insurance policies that have been in effect were very specialized. They focused and targeted just nursing home care, and that was problematic because what happens is people need assistance before they get in the nursing home, while they're in their independent living apartment or they're in assisted living program. So the newer policies have been designed with more flexible benefits so that you can actually take advantage of the benefits when you're still in an independent living setting or an assisted living setting. And now some of the more, modern policies allow people to even get services in their homes. You have to be careful in looking at these policies, however, because you're going to get into a managed care situation, basically, where the benefit's going to be managed for you by the insurance company in terms of how much you can use and when you can use it. So you have to be careful about those policies. Typically, what we see now at Oakwood Lutheran Homes is about 3-4% of the 1,100 people that we take care of every day are using long-term care insurance to pay for some of their care. I say some. I have not seen a single case yet where a long-term care insurance policy is going to pay the full cost of nursing home care.
Hmm. Interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Al, for calling. Dale and Hayward, your turn. Hi, Dale.
Hi. I have a quick question and comment. I'm a martial arts instructor, and I've can develop the program for middle-aged people, I'm in my 60s myself, who want to either go into martial arts or just take the benefits out of it. And one of the things I always teach is proper techniques for falling that give you the best chance of not breaking anything. Could you comment on this, please?
Oh, I think your idea is a great one. All those kinds of exercises that where you manage flexibility and balance and you're using all muscle groups and you're focused on core strengthening, meaning that the abdomen and the back muscles are maintained as strong as possible. All of that would be in martial arts, and that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. And you can join in as well. We have some open lines finally, so we can get you on at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890. Our guest, John Narica, Executive Director of Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities in Madison. And Ellen in Lake Mills, you are next. Hi, Ellen. Thank you for calling.
I'm wondering whether you have literature to send out that will give people an idea of what it costs and how long a waiting list you have.
Well, if you wanted to move into the retirement community at Oakwood Village East or West, you would be closer where you live to Oakwood Village East. You can just call Oakwood Village at area code 608-230-4000 and ask for the admission people at Oakwood Village East. They'll be happy to talk with you. If you're interested in the SALE program, it's really quite inexpensive. It's $25 a month for basic membership, and you can check it out on the website at saletoday.org, and all the particulars are there. And from there, you can access the brochures and literature as well.
If you are not computer-oriented,
okay.
What do you do?
Okay. Go back to the phones and John, I think she called the 608-230-4000 number. Would that
Write this number down, ma'am. This would be the SALE office number. It's area code 608-276-1560, 276-1560, and you can talk with the SALE office directly.
Okay. Thank you very much. For calling. Appreciate your call. It was 608-276-1560. Sharon in Superior, it's your turn now. Hi, Sharon. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Just a quick question, and I can take the answer off the air. How do they manage medication for the elderly in their population? Because many elderly folks don't metabolize medication as well. Do they have a program where they monitor that? Because, as you know, dizziness, et cetera, occurs as a side effect, and that can cause a fall. And again, thank you for taking my call, and I'll take the answer off the air.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, that's a wonderful question. We have a full-time consulting pharmacist who is involved in our SALE program. His name is Alan Lukaszewski. We do regular educational programs for our SALE membership in which the pharmacist comes and talks directly with people, and then they can interact with their primary care physicians and their specialty physicians. What we typically see is that oftentimes people have two or three medical conditions, and they're seeing a primary care physician for certain of their health issues, and they're seeing specialists for other health issues. And the conversation or communication, even in today's age with electronic medical records, is not great between the specialist and the primary care physicians always. So you've got people prescribing different medications, and no one's running interference to make sure that there's not serious interactions between those. So the lady's comment is absolutely critical. Medication administration in the elderly is absolutely essential. There are a lot of falls that occur among elderly people, again, because they don't metabolize medicine as well. And there can be drug reactions and so forth. And some of these can be relatively long-term. And those can cause people to actually end up with falls. We also, in terms of medication administration, are concerned about four major diseases in both working with people in Oakwood Lutheran Homes and in the SALE program. And those diseases, bone health, which we've talked a lot about. The second one is urinary incontinence management. The third is memory health and dementia management. And the fourth is pain management. I bring up all these four conditions because medication in its proper use and its improper use can have an effect on all of those. Particularly, people can end up thinking they have dementia and it's all just drug-related. Or they can have urinary incontinence and it's drug-related. And so we can manage or even eliminate some of these problems with proper medication administration.
And you and people through SAIL can get the kind of advice they need. Will someone at SAIL look then at their medications?
If people join SAIL, again, basic membership, $25 a month, and for that you have access to the consulting pharmacist, an opportunity to talk with them personally on the telephone or to come to one of the educational programs and talk with a group of people about the whole subject of medication administration.
Hmm. John Noreika, our guest today, as we visit with him about lowering your risk of needing a nursing home, and he, of course, directs Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities in Madison. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. John, I want to go back. We started talking about physical falls and so forth and things that could be done around the house. And there are people who will actually come in and do an evaluation. But what are some of the simple things that come to mind that could help people prevent falls?
Well, the number one place where falls happen among elderly people is the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So... why? Because that's where you take your glasses off. That's where you have wet surfaces. That's where you have either a shower or maybe a bathtub where you're transferring from the shower to the floor or from the tub to the floor with your glasses off, et cetera, et cetera. That's where most falls occur. When people feel lightheaded or they feel sick to their stomach or something, they're in the bathroom. And so they faint and they fall in the bathroom. So in the SAIL program, the first thing that we do if we come in to do a safety evaluation is we look first at that bathroom. How is it organized? Are there things that we can do to make that bathroom safe? Grab bar installation is very inexpensive if it's done properly. And it can make all the difference between a safe transfer and one that ends up with a fall.
So grab bars. And I remember installing my parents have both passed away now, but I remember installing grab bars in their home in their bathroom and bathtub area, and it seemed to help them a lot getting in and out of the tub. John in Fitchburg, it's your turn. Hi, John.
Hi. Good morning, Larry. I have a question for the guest. If there's a couple and one of them wants to join SAIL now, who's older than the other one, if you go to the meetings, do both spouses have to pay the $25 a month, or can you bring your spouse with you?
No, it's $25 for the household.
For the household.
It's for the household.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not per individual.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Another of the areas that you mentioned that we haven't touched on at all, I think you called it socialization. And we're all, by the time a person gets to be 70 years old, they hopefully are socialized. But talk some more about that area. What are the concerns there?
Here's an example. This, in my 30-plus years of working in the elderly service field, I have seen people enter into what I call downward health spirals thousands of times, and this is how it happens. Couple married for 50 years, and spouse dies. I've been married for 24 years, and I can't imagine the heartache that's associated with having lived with one person and been deeply in love for 50 years and lose that relationship. So the psychological and spiritual toll that takes on an individual is just overwhelming. To do it alone, completely alone, is a whole different ballgame. What we typically see is that the funeral occurs, people fall into a depression, They stop having social contact, even with close members of their family. And when they lose that social contact, don't sleep as well, and then they start losing appetite. So nutrition begins to become poor. A combination of no socialization or not enough socialization and now poor nutrition leads to immune system problems and therefore the onset of a serious illness or just physical weakness and a fall. Or the alternative, which is people get a bad cold, turns to pneumonia, and then they have a bad fever and they fall, or they just end up in the hospital with a serious pneumonia in the emergency room. That happens all the time. And the beginning of it is social isolation associated with depression, and one feeds on the other. So if you can get through the grieving phase and then reestablish and keep social contact as strongly as possible, get out and reestablish a life beyond the home, that is absolutely essential to maintaining independence and avoiding a nursing home.
Yeah, I would really think so. And how do children of, let's say, the husband or the wife dies, how can children help the parent?
Well, understanding, just thinking what their own relationship is like with their spouse and understanding when you double or triple the amount of years that people live together and how deeply that loving relationship can be. So that's the first thing. The second part of it is arranging for people to remain socialized, to have appropriate contacts. There is, people do need their privacy. But on balance, you have to encourage people to remain socialized and provide opportunities. Again, the SAIL program focuses on socialization. So members get together in small groups or larger groups. We go out of our way to not only provide education, like, for instance, in the area of pharmacy, but do it through a dinner and a social contact. Or, for example, we were talking about fitness and resistance training earlier. Do that as a club activity so it becomes socialization and it becomes an exercise program as well. These are all things that we can do to remain engaged after a tragic loss and the opportunity for depression that can be avoided. And I would like to add the idea of what we call a holistic approach to care here, meaning that it's about mind, body, and spirit. You just can't treat the physical body and expect to remain out of a nursing home. You've got to deal with the intellectual piece, the spiritual piece as well, and that holistic approach is critical to remaining independent.
Yeah. And the other one that I the other point that I don't know that we mentioned was pain and dealing with pain, and I think that was, I'm trying to remember your main ones now, but pain was one thing that came up.
Yes, well, at Oakwood Lutheran Homes, we're taking care of 1,100 people every day. Their average age is about 86, 1,100 people. We have many people, hundreds of people that we take care of every day who have bone health problems, meaning they have serious osteoporosis or they've had a broken bone. They also have urinary incontinence problems. They also have memory or dementia problems, meaning these three problems at the same time, and they have significant pain problems all at the same time. All four of those conditions at the same time are not unusual, but those problems can be managed successfully, but they have to be managed with a holistic approach. You can't take one, separate it from the other, and treat it independently and expect to be successful.
And again, tell us what's the web address for those who are on the SAIL program, for example?
It's sailtoday.org, sailtoday.org.
And if people are, as our one, at least one of our callers was not on online, what's the phone number people could call for more information?
They can call area code 608-276-1560, 1560.
276-1560. John, I thank you very much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And I certainly hope that people will go online, take a look at that, once again, SAIL. What's the web address again?
SAIL at sailtoday.org.
Sailtoday.org. Okay. John Narica directs is executive director of the Oakwood Village Continuing Care Retirement Communities in Madison, talking about how to lower your risk or your parents' or your grandparents' risk of needing a nursing home and what goes on with all of that. Good show. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, tomorrow we'll be taking a look at your financial health with CFP Shannon Wagner, and so we'll talk investing with him at 11, and then 11:45 we'll talk about the biofuel project with Molly John, Dean of the College of Ag and Life Sciences at the UW-Madison, and Professor Tim Donahue. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.